Well, Alan, I suppose it panned out as many expected. You know, in the end, you got through. They put up a stubborn resistance, but the important thing from your point of view is you're into the next round.
Yeah, look, I knew they'd be well prepared. We got reports from St. Michael's and hard to break down and tried to play the right way. You can see they're probably well coached and a really good group of players. But it was all about the first goal. You know, once we get the first goal, the game opens up and the pitch is big as well. So if we can keep possession, we shift them. So, you know, the longer it went on without getting that, it becomes edgy. We've had that in the last round as well, so we just need to be patient and stick with it, even though that's difficult at times.
Yeah.
But I have to give them credit. I thought they were very good.
Yeah. I mean, the first half you went in scoreless. You hit the crossbar, you hit the post. I mean, as you say, you know, once the first goal went in, the game was going to change.
Yeah, but also with that, you're starting to think it's one of those days. Mm-hmm. You know, they had a bit of pace in their wide areas attacking, so they're always capable of getting a chance in that. So, you know, we came in and started the second half, and I just asked us to open a little bit and put more pressure on and see if they could stay with us fitness wise, because we're bang in the middle of our season, obviously. So, you know, we paid off and got two good goals, and home we go.
And I suppose the two goal scorers were the two guys who looked the most threatening throughout.
Yeah, well, look, they're our front men, you know, they're playing higher up the park, so they're the ones who get the big money, isn't it? You know, they're the ones to find that can go and win you games. And, you know, people get frustrated at times when, you know, they miss chances or whatever it be, but it's not easy to score, you know. Everyone's looking for strikers that can score loads of goals, so I'm glad for the two of them. Yeah.
So it's a boost. Obviously, the priority is to preserve the Premier Division status, and you're not quite there yet, but maybe one or two wins, and that should seal it.
Yeah, we need a couple of wins for sure now, but we've a game Tuesday, game Friday, game Monday coming up now, so, you know, we'd have to rotate the squad. But it's important to get a couple of wins under our belt.
And finally, just a word on Glengad. I mean, as a junior side, you know, they showed that they can battle.
You can see why they've got to the semi-final of the FAI Junior competition, which is a massive competition, so credit to them. And we were under no illusion. They've beaten a good St. Michael's team away from home. So, you know, we gave them all the respect they deserved. And then, you know, as I said, they were a threat in certain areas and tried to play the right way, so credit to them.
Michael O'Connor back in Donegal, and you helped your team get through to the next round.
Yeah, back. Donegal's always nice to come to, a long journey. But no, back, and it was a tough game. First half, they camped in well and we couldn't break them down. Then second, we knew they'd get tired, and it was only a matter of time before we got that goal, you know. And it's nice for me as well to get off the mark for Waterford. Yeah.
And for Waterford, I mean, it's been a difficult season. This is a distraction, but at the same time, it'd be nice to get a run in the cup.
Yeah, it's been difficult, you know, but as you've seen the results last night, they can go either way. But for us now, it is a good distraction, and now we go in the Rovers and we treat that no different going in for the 3 points.
Yeah, and how's life in Waterford for you?
It's good, yeah. The city's great. Meeting new people is great all the time, and all the lads welcome me like, you know, like I'm one of their own, and it's been brilliant.